就读一遍哈，那我们大概半个钟头，我们来思想这章的圣经节，然后另外还有半个钟头，我们可以来分享讨论。那首先我们来想哈，在这一章圣经节里面哈，这里讲我深知道基督的奥秘，那第四节哈，那这个奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道的，那。如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒和先知一样，这个奥秘是什么？我想问你这个问题，我们用思想的来想，这样来了解更深。
What is the mystery spoken here regarding in Ephesians chapter 3 here?
第五节这个奥秘是什么？对，这个奥秘就是在第六节，就是外邦人在基督里借着福音得以同作后世，同为一体，同盟应许，这个就是奥秘。
So the mystery refers to the Gentiles that will be a partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
那我们现在就觉得这个有什么奥秘，这个不是很简单的事情吗？
We might think, what's the mystery about this? This might be a very simple thing.
但是如果把我们自己再放回2000年前哦，这个是奥秘。
But if we put us back 2000 years ago, this will be a mystery.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为在旧约圣经里面，只有犹太人是选民。
In the Old Testament, only the Jewish people are the electives of God.
所以以色列人哈，这个以色列。他的名字叫做神的王子。
Israel refers to the prince of God.
这是非常尊贵的。
This is very noble.
所以，那以色列人，以色列有12个儿子。
Now, Israel has 12 sons,
就是十二个支派
which is means 12 tribes.
所以以色列人他们就觉得他们是神的选民。
So the Israelites feel that they are the chosen ones of God.
那不是以色列人都叫做外邦人。
But not all Israelites are called the Gentiles.
那只有以色列人是不列在万民当中的民。
But only Israelites are not among the people of all nations.
是独居之民。
They are they have been set apart.
那从旧约圣经开始一直到马拉基书，这个都是一样哦。这个几千年来，差不多有三四千年来，以色列人才是神的选民。
Now from the beginning of Old Testament till the last book of Malachi, we know that the Israelites are only chosen people.
那忽然间，耶稣来到世界。
But then suddenly Jesus Christ came to this world.
他要把这个神的选民哦，这个福分把它扩张，要传到外邦人。
He wants to expand the election of God's people to the Gentiles.
一般人没有办法了解。
So normal people cannot comprehend.
啊，因为这突破几千年的传统啊，没有办法了解。
Because this break down the tradition that has been set for thousands of years.
所以说这个奥秘在当时这是奥秘。
So at that time, this is a mystery.
那我们不是犹太人，本来在福音上是没有份的。
And we are not Israelites, so originally,
在神的选民上没有份。
We have no part as being the electives of God.
那借着耶稣我们才有份。
But through Christ, we are able to take part.
所以外邦人借基督同，这里讲同做后嗣。第六节。
So in verse 6, the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
后嗣就是后代
了。Heirs meaning that they will be the descendants.
一个父亲有很多孩子，这个孩子就是他的后嗣。
A father has many sons, and these sons will be his heirs.
那既然是后世，就是要承受父亲的产业。
Since it's heir, they will inherit the possession, the inheritance of his father.
就是天上的产业。
Which is the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
天国的福分。
The heavenly portion.
所以，天国现在已经不是犹太人的哈，已经连所有世界上信耶稣的都可以去。
So nowadays, a heavenly promise is no longer exclusively belong to the Jews. They are open to everyone who believe in Christ.
那现在同为一体哦，犹太人跟外邦人就是在基督里都成为一个身体。
So the Jews and the Gentiles will become the same body.
那同盟应许
，and with the same promise.
这个应许就是要得到神的果。
This promise refers to gaining the kingdom of God.
所以当时这个哥尼流要信耶稣哦。
So at that time, Cornelius was about to believe in Christ.
这个经历很大的困难。
He went through a lot of difficulties.
神给彼得看到异象。
God gave the vision to Peter.
神也给哥尼流看到异象。
God also gave a vision to Cornelius.
那这两个意象合起来，福音才传给外邦人。
And only after these two visions have been combined, that the gospel was able to preach to the Gentiles.
那我们再想一下哈，那个哥尼流的故事，想一下大概会更清楚。
So let us give some thought to the story of Cornelius, so we will be more clear.
到最后，彼得决定要把哥尼流洗礼的最那个关键是什么？
So up to the moment when before Peter was about to baptize Cornelius, what is the crucial turning point here?
我们找找看，可不可以找得到《使徒行传》十章哈？彼得到最后哈，决定要突破几千年的传统，给这个非犹太人啊，哥尼流外邦人洗礼的关键在哪里
？So what is the turning point before Peter decide to baptize for Cornelius to break a thousand years tradition.
圣灵哈，如果我们回来看那个第十章哈。
If we come to look at Acts chapter 10 verse
47,
Acts chapter 10 verse 47.
于是彼得说，这些人既然受圣灵与我们一样，谁能用禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
So if these people receive the same Holy Spirit that we do, who can forbid them to be baptized?
那既然他得圣灵，就是表示神也接纳他们。
So if they receive Holy Spirit, that also means that God has accepted them.
那如果神接纳他，谁能说不可以给他洗礼呢？
So if God accepted them, then who can forbid them to be baptized?
所以就奉耶稣的名给他们施洗。
So they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那我们现在再回来看第三章哈，以弗所第三章。
So let us come back to Ephesians chapter 3.
好，我们要明白奥秘哈，这个奥秘不止这一些的，圣经很多的话就是奥秘。
So,
我们要明白奥秘的关键在哪里。
So what's the key to understand the mystery?
回来看第三章，我们一个人要了解神的奥秘，属灵的奥秘，那个最重要的关键在哪里？
What is the crucial, the key point for a person to understand the mystery referred here in the Bible?
在第几节可以找到？
Where can we find the answer?
第几节？
What verse?
第十，有没有更清楚、更直接的？
Is there more direct verse that can give us this answer?
第五节可以不可以找得到？
Can you find it in verse 5?
对，这奥秘在世界以前没有人知道，但是也没有人知道这奥秘嘛，没有人知道。那现在是借着圣灵启示他的圣徒。
Now this mystery was not made known, but until the manifestation of Holy Spirit that made it revealed.
所以我们要认识神的事情啊，这本来是奥秘，因为神是灵看不见的。那个关键哈，就是圣灵启示我们。
So in order to understand the matter of God, this is something that's spiritual. So without the help of Holy Spirit, we cannot comprehend.
那圣经这个启示哈，是很。很重要一个字。
So in the Bible, the word oracle or revelation is a very important word.
这个启示就从神那边来，打开我们的心，这个叫做启示。
So this word revelation or oracle came directly from God to open our heart, to enlighten us.
所以圣灵会开我们的心，我们对神的事情能够了解。
So Holy Spirit will open our heart so we can understand the matter of God.
所以有时候我们常常看到一个朋友来教会里面，得圣灵是一个很重要的关键。
So sometimes we find that for a true seeker, to understand the words of God, receiving Holy Spirit is a crucial point.
他一得圣灵，他听道理就听得懂。
Once they receive Holy Spirit, they could understand the words of God.
这非常奇妙。
This is miraculous.
圣灵启示神的奥秘在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit reveal and disclose the mystery of the words of God.
那如果所以如果有朋友他一直道理都听不懂有时候我们就鼓励他，你先求圣灵，得到圣灵以后，因为发现问题没有了。
So if we have friends and true seekers that have trouble understanding the words of God, we can encourage them to pray for Holy Spirit. Once they receive the Holy Spirit, then they will be enlightened and understand.
好，那我们现在再来想现在来讲保罗的职分这个工作。
And now we're going to talk about the ministry of Apostle Paul.
这个职分是为什么设立的？
Why was this ministry was set up or established?
神拣选他当保罗，这是为什么设立的？
Why was he chosen?
在第几节可以找到？
Where can you find this verse?
第二节是不是？量尽你们曾经神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
Verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you.
所以保罗这个使徒这个职分，神赐给他的目的是要借着这个职分让他来关心众信徒。
So this entrustment.Given to Paul by God was to care for the members.
那 这个职分对保罗来讲是一个恩典。
So this entrustment is a grace to Paul.
因为我们看到第八节。
If we look at verse 8.
第七节哈
，verse 7，
我做这个福音的执事，照着神的恩赐，这恩赐照他的大能大力赐给我。第八节哈
，verse 8，
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然后他赐给我这个恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。啊，这里讲哈，神赐给我的恩典。
You talk about a grace that was given to me by God.
这个恩典呢，就是指着神用它来传福音呢。
This grace refers to the mission that God used him to preach the gospel.
所以哥林多前书保罗说，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul referred him where he became today was the grace of God.
他是罪人的头，因为他带领人逼迫耶稣。
Because he was the first and foremost of the sinners. Because he led people to persecute Christ.
然后神不但赦免他的罪，神又拣选他来传福音。
So God not only forgave his sins, but also used him to preach the gospel.
所以这个改变变成神的大使，这个是神的恩典。
So this transformation is the grace of God.
所以我们今天呢，能够来传福音，这个是神的恩典。
So today we are able to preach the gospel. This is also the grace of God.
好，那我们先来看从十四节开始啊。
So now let's look at from verse 14节
哈，保罗为着以弗所教会的信徒在祷告。
Paul intercedes for the believers in Ephesus.
那这个祷告我们来看几个重点。
So let us look at some of the more important points here.
16节
哈，verse 16，
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So that according to his glory, and that he might be strengthened.
你要英文怎么翻？
第十六节。
十六节对。
16, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
Inner man 啊，这个心里的力量哈，这个英文翻作里面那一个人。
So the inner strength was, well, in the English translation was referred to the inner man.
所以我们这里就可以看得出来哦，人有两个层面，一个是肉体很健康，很有力量。
So we can, from here we can see there are two aspects to a person. There are a physical aspect which we can have a very good health.
那另外一个是心里面那一个人很刚强。
And then another aspect is the inner person, the inner man that can be also strong.
那里面这个人刚强起来，信仰生活才能够走下去。
So only the inner man that is strong that we can carry our faith and moving forward.
那这个里面的这个人就是要刚强起来，就是借着圣灵。
So in order for this inner man to be strong, it needs the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们大家大概都有体验哦，得圣灵如果常常祷告以后，你发现灵性比较刚强。
So I'm sure most of us have experienced that once we receive Holy Spirit, if we pray with Holy Spirit often, we can feel that we are strengthened, and our faith is increased.
那有的虽然身体很健康，但是里面这个人很软弱。
But sometimes a person can be very physically healthy, but the inner man is weak.
所以道理守不住
，so they cannot keep the doctrine。
那有时候这个魔鬼要打一打就倒，经不起试探。
So sometimes they cannot overcome the temptation and attack of Satan。
因为里面这个人软弱
Because the inner man is weak.
但是有的人虽然肉体看起来很软弱，但是灵性很刚强。
But then there are other cases where people appear to be weak on the outside, but their inner man is strong.
所以我们可以看到他道理守得很好。
So we are able to see that they are able to keep the words of God.
所以得圣灵给我们的好处就是让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
So that one of the benefits of receiving Holy Spirit is that it strengthens our inner man.
那如果我们力量刚强起来，环境怎么改变我们都不怕。
So if we are strong, our inner man is strong, so no matter what our surrounding changes, we will not be overcome.
我们现在有时候常常压力一大，烦恼一多，人就忧郁症。
Nowadays, when the stress increases, when we have many worries and many people suffer from depression.
为什么？因为这个里面这个人弱。
Why is that? Because the inner man is weak.
那祷告祷告，你被圣灵充满，里面这个人一刚强起来，你就发现外面的这个压力，外面的仇恶没有办法打倒我们。
So once a person pray and continue pray, and the inner man becomes strong, then you can see that anything that happens outside cannot overcome. Person.
所以我们看主耶稣在传道遇到多大的困难。
So when we see that whatever trouble and tribulation that Jesus encountered during his years of preaching,
遇到多大的反对。
No matter how strong the opposition,
要非常大的逼迫。
Over stronger persecution,
他还是继续传福音。
He continued to preach.
他被圣灵充满。
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以里面这个人很刚强。
So the inner man was strong.
因此。这个告诉我们祷告很重要。
So this tells us that praying with Holy Spirit is very important.
会让我们里面这个人刚强起来。
It because it enables our inner man to be strong.
好，那我们现在看十七节哈。
Now let's look at verse 17.
主耶稣要住在我们里面的基本条件是什么
？What is one of the conditions for Lord Jesus to dwell in our heart?
信心哈。
That is to have faith.
信心是我们跟神建立关系的基础。
So faith is a base, a foundation for us to establish a relationship with God.
那有一天如果我们失去了信心，我们跟神的关系就结束了。
So one day if we lose our faith, then the relationship with God will be no more.
那这个信心刚强从哪里来？
So how can our faith to be strong?
这跟十六节里面有关系。
It has to do with what is described here in verse 16.
圣灵一充满，我们里面这个人刚强，我们信心就很强壮。
So once is filled with the Holy Spirit, and then the inner man will also be strengthened.
那我们信心就很强。
And then our faith will be strong.
所以祷告也可以增加我们的信心。
So praying, a prayer will also increase our faith.
所以当初我们使徒教会，我们看到祷告被圣灵充满了，连被石头打死，他们也觉得没有关系，就信心很强。
So we look back at the church in the apostolic time, their faith is strong, even though they are facing to be stoned by persecution, and they are not faced.
所以十七节说，因着你的信住在你们心里，基督要因着我们信住在我们心里。
So, because of faith, Lord Jesus will dwell in our heart.
那我们可以讨论到底要怎么让我们的信能够更加的坚定。
So we can discuss how can we let our faith to be stronger.
除了圣灵之外，还有没有其他的方法
？Besides Holy Spirit, is there any other way to accomplish that?
那下面第十七节说，住在你心里，叫你的爱心有根有基。
Now in 17, that you might be grounded with love.
这个英文翻译跟中文不太一样。这个如果我们看中文，基督因信住在你心里，叫你的爱心有根有基。所以这个爱心的根基是从信心来的。
So we know that The root of love comes from faith.
所以我们如果真的相信主耶稣为我们死，为我们钉十字架，真的相信我们将来会复活，真的相信我们将来在天国有荣耀，那我们就感觉到神很爱我们。
So if we truly believe that Lord Jesus died for us, and he truly believe that he has resurrected, and now we will go to heaven one day, then we will really feel the love of Christ. Because this faith will enable us to have hope.
所以我们人活到年纪大以后，如果没有信仰，真的很可怜。
So when we are in advanced age, if we are without hope, we are really pitiful.
没有信仰。
Without belief.
因为没有信仰就没有盼望。
Because without belief, there will be no hope.
那人生要去哪里？ 没有一个人能够告诉我们。
Because where will we go? Because no one can tell us.
那有一天我们认识了主耶稣。
But one day when we come to know Jesus Christ,
我们相信他是我们的救主。
We come to believe that he is our savior.
那这个信就带给我们一个盼望。
And this belief will bring us a hope.
那盼望什么？
And what kind of hope is this?
盼望回到主耶稣的天家。
That is to hope to go back to the heavenly home.
然后所以我们人生变成, 很有盼望。
So our life in this world become very full of hope.
所以这个信心, 我们如果真的有信心, 我们的爱心就有根基。
So if we truly have faith, then our love will be rooted.
那倒过来讲啊, 有一天如果我不信了, 那个爱就没有了。
But one day, if we longer believe, longer have faith, then our love will disappear as well.
我不相信耶稣是我的救主, 那我怎么会去爱他呢? 就爱就消失了。
Now, if I no longer believe that Lord Jesus is my Savior, then why would I believe in or love him?
所以, 爱心是从信心这个根基产生出来。
So here we can tell clearly that love comes from, faith.
好，那我们再看十八节哈。
Now let us look at 18.
能以跟众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
18. So that we may comprehend with all the saints, what is the width, the length, the depth, and height of God's love.
圣经用四个字在描写主耶稣的爱。
Here, Bible use four words, four adjectives to describe the love of God.
长阔高深,
using the width, the length, the depth, and the height.
好，那我们就用这个四个话来想哦, 神的爱, 主的爱跟我们人的爱差在哪里?
So using these four adjectives, let us differentiate the love between God and the love between man's love.
这个长要怎么解释?
How can we explain the length?
神的爱很长, 这个长要怎么解释?
The love of God is long. We use the length. How do we explain that?
谁要试试看? 长, 神的爱非常的长, 这个长要怎么解释?
The love of God is long. How can we explain that?
永恒,对,以时间来讲,永恒。
In terms of time, the love of God is eternal.
所以圣经说神用永远的爱来爱我们。
So the Bible tells us that God loves us with his eternal love.
那有多长呢?
How long is this love?
以弗所书前面有讲, 还没有创世以前, 神就在基督里拣选了我们。
Now in the beginning of Ephesians stated that before the creation of the world, God has loved us.
那世界结束以后,
After the end of this earth,
神对我们的爱还是一样,
the love of God will continue toward us.
我们可以永远住在天国,
so we can continue to dwell in heaven.
不是我们配得,
not because that we deserve it, but because he loved us.
那这样比较来,
now after this comparison, that we can see the love of man is relatively short.
死就结束了。
Once it died, and then it ends.
有时候还没有死就结束了。
Sometimes before we die, the love already ended.
所以第一个是长, 非常长, 永远的爱。
So now we can see the love of God first is very long.
好, 那阔要怎么解释?
What about wide?
对,我们常常引用加拉太书, 不分犹太人、希腊人, 不分什么? 自主的为牛,不分男的或女的。
So we often quote the verse that, no one...
3章28节,加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这里讲哦，不分种族，就是不分这些黄的、白的、黑的，没有差别，神都接纳。
So here that regardless of our race, that God will accept us all.
好，那不分自主为奴，就是不分你在社会的地位了，当老板、当雇员的，在神面前，神都看起来都一样。
So here, neither slave nor free refers to that regardless of our position in this society, that God will accept us as well.
不分男跟女哈。不分性别，神都接纳。
Regardless of our sex, God will accept us as well.
所以这个神的爱很阔，他很有包容力，每一个人神都爱他。
So the love of God is very wide. It contains everyone that he will love everyone.
那跟神的爱比较起来，人的爱有什么不一样？
Now compared to the love of God, what is the difference between the love of man?
人的爱有选择性。
The love of man is limited and is very selective.
所以那个范围很小。
So its coverage is very limited and restricted.
那神的爱很高，那这个要怎么形容？
So how do we explain the love of God is very high?
我们对孩子这个最高的爱是什么？目标，你爱他，你爱到最后，你最为他最高的目标是什么？
What is the ultimate goal of our love for our children?
真的嘞，对孩子的爱，那个目标最高是什么？
What's our love?
What
一只鸡场。
一只鸡场。
哦。哦，对对对对，对对对，没有关系，对对对，是。对。
So
是。是。
So my desire of my understanding of love would be to have our children have a certain skill so that he's able to survive and be able to excel in this society.
这个很普遍啊，特别是这个东方的父母很注重教育。
Now this is very prevalent, especially in Asian parents. They emphasize a lot on the education.
因为教育就带来好工作，就带来好收入，就带来好的生活，是不是？
Because with a good education, it brings a good jobs, good income.
那这个就是我们说爱很高啊，目标很高。
And this is what we refer to as a love. Love has a very high.
那神的爱呢？
But what about the love of God?
它高到哪里？
How high can it reach?
为我们死，那个是目标，那个是下面的一个啊、哦，高哦，神的爱高到哪里？高到每一个人都要让你上天国。
So the height of love of God is that it's high, high so high that He want every one of us to reach, up to heaven and to be in heaven, to be in heaven.
这个目标很高哦。
This is a very high goal.
在天国是永远的。
In heaven, everything is eternal.
那天国不是美国，美国不是天国，天国比美国好得很多。
Now heaven is not in America here, and America is not heaven. Heaven is much better than America.
哦，这是高目标很高。
So high refers to a very high goal.
神要我们做他的儿子儿女。
God wants us to be His children, to be His heirs.
身份很尊贵。
So we have a very noble status.
这个是目标很高。
And this is refers to a very high goal.
好，最后一个深啊。
And then the last one is depth.
我们可不可以讲出来，我们对孩子爱有多深？要怎么描写
？Now, how can we describe our love to our children? How deep our love is to our children?
来，换陈弟兄，你对孩子爱有多深？分享一下。我们啊，做得到的范围尽量。
What you can，
就是这么深啊，做得到的范围。
As long as you can accomplish, you will do.
我们以前在描写父母的爱，就山这么高，海这么深，这不太深吧？这海这么深。
So, we used to describe the love of parents as the highest mountain and as deep as ocean.
那神对我们的爱有多深？
Well, what about the love of God? How deep it is it?
无限哦，就深到差遣他自己的，他的独生子主耶稣来到世间，然后往下降，降为仆人，降为罪人，最后为我们钉十字架，有这么深了。
It's so deep that he sent his only son to come to this world and elevate himself to as a man and to die for us on the cross so that in order to save us, this is the extent of the depth of his love.
所以罗马书说为罪人死，这就是神的爱。
So the book of Romans says to die for the sinners, this depicts the love of God.
所以我们在想哦，主耶稣的爱第一个很长，永远不会改变。
So here, let's go back review. The love of God is very long because it's eternal. It will never change.
第二个，很广阔，每个人不管你什么人，罪人他都接纳。
So second, His love is very wide. No matter who you are, regardless what race, He will accept you all.
第三个，目标很高。
Third, His love has a very high goal.
希望每个人都做他的儿子。
He expects everyone to be his children.
将来每个人都可以上天国。
So that every one of us will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那第四个程度很深。
Fourth is that his love, the extent of his love is very deep.
爱到为我们死。
He loved till the extent where he will die for us.
好，那我们再回来看哈。第三章以弗所书。
So let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
第十。九节
，verse 19，
并知道这个爱是过于人所能够测度的，便叫一切神所充满你们。
To know that the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
为什么神的爱人能够难以测度
？Why is that the love of God is cannot be measured by man?
神的爱已经进到灵界了，灵界是奥秘了。
Because the love of God has entered into the spiritual realm, it's beyond the comprehension of man.
天国有多好，讲不出来。
How wonderful is heavenly kingdom? You cannot describe with words.
那将来我们改变成为灵体，那有多荣耀，讲不出来。
So one day we will be transformed into spiritual bodies. How glorious that is! We cannot describe with words.
那个就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
十字架上有多痛苦，我们也没有体验过。
And how painful. How agonizing it is when Jesus was crucified on the cross, we cannot tell.
这个就是奥秘。
And this is the mystery.
所以神的爱是奥秘。
So the love of God is mysterious.
那我们要休息是吧？
And now we're going to take a break.
十五分钟。
We'll break for 15 minutes.
我们回来再来讨论分享。
And we'll come back to discuss and to share.
一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们，休息。以弗所书的第三章，我们有什么问题可以讨论，有什么感想可以分享，我们有什么见证，也可以来这个地方，彼此来分享荣耀神。第一段就是一节到十三节，就是在讲福音传给外邦人。那第二段十四节到二十一节，就是讲神的爱，长过高深。有什么问题可以提出来讨论，有什么感想可以分享。 我们想哈，这个十三节，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆。这原是你们的荣耀啊！这里讲这个患难是什么？还有为什么说这是你们的荣耀？这提一个问题让大家来想，或者说哪一节我们大家有什么感想？谢谢啊！所以神的爱借着教会福音传开来啊，让人来分享神的爱。对这一章哈，还有没有其他有什么感想可以分享？ 这第四节和下半句是比较难解的。我们来想想看这个怎么解释。张老哥试着刘张啊，或者我们大家第四节有没有什么？因为我们知道在灵界里面，在灵界里面只有两个力量，一个是神的力量，那神他创造天使，那天使有天使长，那是奉神差遣的嘛，包括米迦勒，对，还有那个以赛亚书第六章那个撒拉佛，这个都是神所用的他的使者执政掌权的。那从这边应该是指着，不是指着魔鬼的，是指着天使这边的，因为神要让他知道神百般的智慧。所以这样看起来，教会把福音传给外邦人，所以让外邦人能够了解这个奥秘，外邦人也能够 得福音，就借着教会传出去的，教会是真理的柱石。那如果从这一节看起来，也借着教会传福音给外邦人，似乎天上执政掌权的也能够明白这个神的这个奥秘，福音也要传给外邦人。这个是比较难的，因为这个是圣经提到有关于天使不是很多。因为在灵界里面，只有神是全能全知，在他一切都知道，那其他的都是有限的，包括天使也是有限的，只有神是无限的。那这个我们就可以再想想看，或者杨长老或刘长老有什么？
对，有所
思。
第六章也有讲到这个执政掌权的。我们看有所思第六章的十二节，因为我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵的恶魔征战。这里有讲到，
对对，第六章的解释，执政掌权就是恶的。 他要怎么借着教会、啊、让执政掌权也能够得知神的百般的智慧，这个本身是就是奥秘啊。我们再想想看，那对第三章、啊、我们还有没有其他要分享？我们还有十分钟。我们可以这个103篇14节再接下去看、啊、为什么说这个神的爱这么大、啊、14节，因为他知道我们的本体思念我们不过是尘土，所以人的本体、啊、我们人原来就是一堆土而已、啊、人是泥土造成的，所以我们的身体本身是没有什么价值的、啊、然后15节，至于世人，他的年日如草，他发旺像野地的花，所以我们人在最辉煌的时候好像草好像花，虽然很吸引人有它的价值，但是草跟花都会凋谢。16节，经风一吹便归无有，它的原处也不再认识它。所以一个人如果开始走下坡开始凋谢都被忘记了，所以世界上就是很现实的。但是你到17节，神的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远。所以一个人只要懂得来认识神敬畏神，虽然好像草好像花这样凋谢，但是神的爱不会改变。这就是神跟人不同的地方。所以刚刚我们所念的神的爱就是他没有计算我们的罪，神的爱叫我们的过犯离开我们，神的爱就是他对我们的怜恤，虽然我们算不了什么、啊、神还是怜悯看顾我们、啊、所以神的爱非常的大、yeah、好，103篇，我们还有7分钟。以弗所书3章，如果我们回到103篇的8节、啊、这个也是在描写神的本性、啊、神有怜悯、啊、虽然我们算不了什么，神有恩典、啊、神不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱，这个不轻易发怒就是指着人有错、啊、神不容易发怒，就是神有百般的忍耐、啊、这个就是神的恩典、啊、那么9节，他不长久责备也不永远怀怒，所以人跟人就不一样了，常常把旧账翻出来讲，但是神不永远怀怒，不长久责备。那10节，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，如果神按我们的罪过来一条一条算，我们都死光了，所以没有按我们罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们，这个就是神的怜悯，神的慈爱、yeah. 所以103篇、哦、可以来呼应、啊、以弗所书3章在讲神的爱、哦、更具体的来解释让我明白。好，我们3章、哦、以弗所书3章还有几分钟。 最后一个问题哈，如果我们要向朋友解释，啊，慕道朋友解释神的爱，最好的方法要怎么解？经过慕道过的哈，对，你在来西慕道到现在洗礼哦，最让你了解神的爱最深刻的时候是什么？是怎么样讲？个人的体验，哦，圣经讲哦，神的爱哦，我们要来调来了解体会神的爱有三方面哦。第一方面就是生活的体验，哦，你要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的哦。我们生活有困难，向他祷告，他就帮助我们哦。是这样，我们就感觉到神很爱我们。这是第一个生活的体验哦。那第二个是圣灵的浇灌。罗马书第五章第五节说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面，所以我们祷告如果被圣灵充满，虽然我们一切都很好，我们没有什么向神所求，我们就会觉得神很爱我们，因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。所以使徒行传里面就是大家都被圣灵充满，但是被神的爱充满，接下去就是凡物共用，因为被神的爱充满了。所以是第二个神的爱就是借着圣灵浇灌我们。那第三个，这个神的爱就是借着用我们的悟性去领悟，用我们的属灵的智慧去领悟。马拉基书里面神说我曾爱你们，那以色列人说你在哪里爱我们，那神说雅各，我爱雅各恨以扫，以扫有两个孩子，以扫跟雅各。那神的拣选，这个就是神的爱。那这个拣选里面包括很多，所以用理性去了解圣经，我们本来是罪人，神怎么拣选我们，耶稣为我们怎么死，那这样我们了解产生的信心，我们就会觉得神很爱我们。所以我们要被神的爱充满三条路，第一个生活的体验跟感受，那第二个是被圣灵充满，那第三个就是我们的悟性的领悟，思考领悟三方面。还有两分钟，大家有没有什么？所以圣经说压伤的芦苇它不什么折断，江残的灯火它不吹熄，那这个就是神的爱。所以我们人很软弱有时候真的是很软弱，神还是怜悯我们，但是当我们祷告被圣灵充满之后逐渐就会在行道理上一点一点一直在进步，但不是说我们软弱了神就不爱我们。所以神的爱就是包括接纳我们的不完全，接纳我们的软弱，来帮助我们一直在成长。好，我们最后还有没有什么要补充？我们吃饭还可以再分享，所以我们现在就一起站起来祷告来结束。 奉主耶稣的圣名祷告吧。哈利路亚。